glad you all are here today. Everyone out in the foyer, either come in here or hush. I say either come in here or hush. It's not going to happen. They still think it's Bible class time. Okay. It's very good to see everybody here this morning. We're glad that you've come out this morning to take time out of your schedule to be here to celebrate with us as we just take time to acknowledge the work that's been done in this place for so many years. It's a tribute to so many people who have come and gone. There's a lot of legacy that is still here, and by God's will, there will still be a lot of legacy in the years to come, and we're grateful for that. When I read about the church being established in Acts chapter 2, after we hear the great sermon in that chapter, verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." That passage of Scripture has kind of been the mantra for our fellowship as long as I can remember. And that's right, and that's good, and we need to preach that. But I also think that the last verse there is equally as important. This promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord will call to himself. I think it's important that churches everywhere celebrate 50 years and beyond. I think it's important that we understand that this promise is not only for us, but it's for our children and for generations to come. And the Lord needs beacons in his field, shining brightly and calling people to the Lord and continuing to work the work that the Lord has assigned for us. So thank you for coming. Thank you for taking time out to celebrate this day with us. And we look forward to the things that are said and the things that are done. And we're encouraged by your presence here today. We're going to have several people speak this morning and do various things that will be going on. I will say that there are in the foyer, there are these pamphlets. It's just a brief history, as much as we can put together of this congregation. So grab one of those if you can, and so you'll have that. Read that later. Yeah, I see some of you shutting the mic, no one's watching. Read those later and get some information from there. It's going to be a full morning. We'll try to get through the activities quickly so that we can get the lunch. And everyone is obviously invited to stay, and we'll feed you here in a little while. Let's have a word of prayer before our first speaker. Father, it's great to be here this day to celebrate this occasion. It's an honor, Father, to be your child. It's a privilege, Father, to be able to call you God. It's an honor, Father, to be able to go into this world as your child and to represent you in this world. It is a challenge, Father, to understand that we need to let our light shine so that people see you. We understand, Father, that the world can be a scary place. And over the last many, many years, this place, this church that meets here, has seen all kinds of changes in the world. There have been wars, too many. There have been changes in the moral aspect and the landscape in our country. Far too many changes. there have been new definitions of family and new definitions even trying to be made as we speak. Father, the world changes every single day. Our society changes every single day. Our culture is metamorphosing every single day into something that it wasn't just a short time ago. That being said, Father, we are so glad that your church never changes. We're glad that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, help us to pick up the torch of who you are and your message. I pray, Father, that you will be with this congregation when they celebrate 100 years in this place. And for all the work that will be done between now and then, pray, grateful, Father, for the folks who have come out today, some who have stood in this pulpit and promoted this legacy. We're grateful, Father, for the opportunity to hear again their words. So be with us as we go throughout this day, the activities of this day. We pray your blessing upon it. We're thankful for your presence with us this day. And to you, we give all the glory in my prayer in Christ's name.